And most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. Though I squealed and though I screeched through that song, the premise of the song still remains the same. From my heart to the heavens, it is my desire, God, that you would be the center of my joy, the center of it all. Everything revolves around you. Everything that goes on in this world revolves around you. There's nothing that this world can throw our way. Nothing else matters. Nothing else can come before you. Nothing else should rise above you. God, our only thing that matters to you is Jesus. The only thing that matters to us, excuse me, Lord, it's all about Jesus. It's all about his sacrifice. It's all about his love. It's all about his kindness. It's all about his glory. It's all about his power. It's all about his victory. It's all about his love. It's all about his mercy. It's all about your grace at Christ's expense. God, nothing else in this world matters, God. Though we may not be able to sing the song, oh God, like the soloist, oh God, Israel Houghton, or even like Lady Yolinda McCowan, God, the songs of our hearts still matter. And though we may squeak and though we may squeal, God, as long as we give you and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, God, you be glorified. You be magnified. We put you above it all, God. We put you above all the ridicule. We put you above all the heartache. We put you above all the headache. We put you above life. We put you above health. We put you above strength. God, Jesus, we need you to be the center of it all, God. Because if we confess that you are Lord, if we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, if we trust you and lean on into our own understanding, God, we'll be able to live and not die. If we put you at the center of our conversations, God, someone might know who you are. Someone might change their lives. Someone might turn their lives around and give their hearts and give their minds over to you. If we're willing to lay aside ourselves, if we're willing to lay aside our desires, if we're willing to lay aside our thoughts, if we're willing to lay aside our pride and put you first, God, put you at the head of everything, God, then we can be difference makers. We can change lives. God, we can turn situations around. It's not by our power, it's not by our might, but it's by your spirit. And so, God, as I desire to sing that song this morning, God, my heart cries out to you even more. God, I need you to be the center. Be the center of everything that I do. I want you to be the foundation, God, of everything that we do here in this ministry, everything I do in this life. Everything I do in my walk, God, I desire for you to be the center. God, from beginning to the end, God, I need you to be everything that I need you to be and more. I need you to be my strong tower. I need you to be a rock in a weary land. I need you to be a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, God, from the beginning to the end, God, I need you to be my healer. I need you to be my way maker. I need you to be my strong tower. From the beginning to the end, God, I need you to be everything, God. I need you to be Alpha. I need you to be Omega. God, I need you to be the beginning and the end, God. I need you to be the final answer, God. I need you to be the truth, God, from the beginning to the end, God. I need you to be the life, oh God. I need you to breathe into me. I need you to strengthen me, God. I need you to be everything that I need you to be and more. From the beginning until the end, God, I need you to remain the same. And I thank you, God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. More, God. We don't have to fret, Lord. We don't have to fear, God, that you will run out of power. We don't have to fear, God, that you will lose your glory, that you will lose your anointing, that you will lose your mantle, God, that you will lose your power. I never have to worry whether you will run out of strength. Because, God, everything that you start, you're able to end it. You're able to end. He that begun a good work in you is able to perform it until that day. Every single day, God, that we arise, oh God, it's a day that you're able to begin it and to end it, God. You're able to take us, God, through danger, seen and unseen, Lord. Oh God, you're able to move mountains on our behalf, God. You're willing to overcome villages and nations, God, so that I might grow and I might be lifted up, God. You're willing to do, God, things that blow my mind exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think, God. You have it all in my mind or in my best interest, oh God, I need you to be the center. I need you to be the center of everything that I do. God, help me to let my words, oh God, be seasoned with salt, God, and let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in my sight. God, I can't profess that when I preach on Sunday if you are not the center of it all. If you're not the reason why I'm living and why I'm moving and why I'm breathing, why I'm submitting, why I'm serving, why I'm giving, why I'm acting, why I'm loving, why I'm helping. If you're not at the center, God, all that I attempt to do is that in vain. It's in vain, God. So, God, be the center. As I pray even now, God, be the center, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, be the center, oh, God, of it all. And move, oh, God, by your power. And move by your might. And fall afresh on your people even now in the mighty name of Jesus. As we have risen this morning, as we have risen this morning, God, as we have risen this morning to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, to come and make a joyful noise unto you, God. We come this morning to magnify you and to glorify you. We come, oh God, to invite you into our midst and invite you into our presence, God. Come to move and have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Break through every shackle. Break through every tie. Oh God, break through every hindrance. God, break through every issue. Break through every distraction. Break through, God, every lie. Break through every obstacle. Break through everything that the devil may have tried to set up in before us, God, and help us to break through to get to you, God. For you are the way. You are the truth and you are the life. We need you, God, today. And we need you to shine your light upon us in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we might be strong, that we might stand, that we might proclaim your good news, that we might be the lights that you have called for us to be. Jesus, be the center of it all, the center of our message of hope, the center of our message of joy. Jesus, take the wheel of our lives and lead us and guide us and direct us, God, that you might get the glory out of our lives. We need your help today, God, for we have fallen short. We have fallen short of your will, and you've called us as a nation to get back to prayer. And we often here at Praise Center, we find ourselves constantly and fervently in prayer. Prayer, God, because prayer changes things. Prayer, God, because you are the center of our joy. We don't need to have a service, oh God, unless we pray and ask your favor and ask you to come the more and be in the midst of our service. Every time we open up, anytime we open up the doors of the church to serve, anytime we open up a service, God, it's our desire to allow your glory to come and be welcome in this place, that we would offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, that we're not here, God, doing things for any shape, form, or fashion, but that we come here, God, every single time we dial up the phone, God, it's not that I might get glory or that I might get fed. Oh, God, every single time we open up the doors of service to have a service, anything that we do, God, prayer is our focus because prayer is righteous, God. The effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous man, it availeth much, God. Everything that we need to do must revolve around prayer with you being at the center, because everything that we'll do outside of you is fruitless. It is faithful. It doesn't work. It doesn't help. And so, God, we're here praying to you now, because you are the solution to every single problem. You're the only way. Just heard a message, God, as I was riding here, that Jesus, that you are the only way. You're the way, the truth, and the life. You're the only way that we can get to God, the only way that we can get to our Father, the only way we can get to the next level, the only way that we can have our breakthrough, the only way we can move forward, the only way we can walk in authority, the only way, God, that things that are hindering us will allow us to get past is if we have you at the center of everything that we do. So that requires that we put flesh under subjection. That requires that we cast the devil out of the minds. That requires, God, that we lay aside every sin and every weight. God, we've been so hung up at times that we get caught up in areas that we should not be stopping at. Help us to lay aside the weights, lay aside those things that have hindered us, that had nothing to do about salvation, that had nothing to do about Christianity, that has not doing had anything to do with walking in anointing and walking in the favor, that has not anything to do with who you are and who you've been. Those things that have caused us to fall short of your glory, those things that have caused us to not be about our Father's business, those things, God, that have caused us to be distracted and not be about the gospel plow and doing the work that you have called for us to do. Help us, God, today. Help us, Lord, today to lay aside those weights, God, that weigh us down, that we continue to carry. Oh, God, those burdens, those fears, God, those heartaches, those pains, God, that have come, oh, God, from those that we love, those things that have come, God, from those that we even despise, those things that we cannot let go, oh, God, that have been done for us, oh, God, to us, God, years and years ago, oh, God, those hurts, oh, God, from those that call themselves to be church, oh, God, those things that have come, oh God, that friends have put on us, oh God, and hindered us, God. Help us to lay aside every sin and every weight, things that we are troubled with, Lord. The sins, oh God, that we can't let go, that we seem to continue to do over and over again. Help us, God, today for it to be all about you. Because if we make you the most important thing, if we put you first in our lives, then we'll be willing to let go of everything that's caused us not to get to you. Sin causes divide between us and you, God. Sin, God, you said, what fellowship does darkness have with light? Darkness and light cannot hang out together. Because when the light comes, the darkness has to flee. The darkness has to go when the light comes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So sin can't abide in your presence, Lord, unless, oh God, it will be consumed. If sin abides in your presence, it would have to be clean, God. It would have to be cast out, God. It would have to be purged, God. So if there's anything in us right now that's unlike you, God, I ask that you would purge us right now. Purge us with hyssop, Lord. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God. Come the more and have your way. Oh, God, shine your light in us right now, God, and make us clean and make us whole, God, so that sin and breaks won't beset us and not allow us to run the race that you have set before us. The race, oh, God, that's not given to the swift nor to the strong, but those that will endure, those that are willing to trust you, those that are willing to hold on, those that are willing to not give up, God. Help us, Lord, today. Create in us a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. Glory to your name, God, and touch us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that we won't be weighted down with anything, oh God, that will cause a separation between us and thee. Paul, he gave us a litany of things. He says neither death, persecution, tribulation, life, oh God, things above or things beneath, God, nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God. He understood the importance of having you to be the center of it all. We get so distracted, God, and that's why weights get to us. We get so distracted. That's why sin overtakes us and overwhelms us. We get so distracted, God, that we start fighting the things of this flesh instead of fighting the spiritual battle that you warned us that we are living in, God, today. This battle that we're in today is not against flesh and blood. Those things are just temporal. But God, the battle that we need to focus on is the spiritual battle. So God, help us, God, today again to allow you to be the center of it all. If we have you at the center, then God, we won't be overcome. If we have you at the center, God, we won't be overtaken. If we have you at the center, God, we'll be able to do your business and do your calling in the name of Jesus. Nothing else matters. You're the most important thing in the world to me. And so, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I don't want to allow anything to get in the way of you. I don't want anything to separate me from your love. I don't want living this life to separate me. I don't want death to separate me, God. I don't want creatures, oh God, death or height or principality or power, or things present or things to come, God. He gave us a litany of things he didn't want to allow to get in the way of you. And I don't want to allow anything to get in the way of you this morning or in this day or in my tomorrow if you bless me to see tomorrow. I don't want anything to get in the way. I want you to be at the center of my focus. My focus, God, my purpose, my plan. That as I rise, my focus and my plan is not to fight and not to steal and not to kill and not to destroy and not to cause confusion. God, I don't want those things to be named amongst us this day. But that you be the center, that you be the focus. Things that are at the center serve as the foundation oh God, the most stable place. Those things on the outer extremities can be rubbed off. They can be peeled away, God. But what's at the center is the most important thing. As a child, Lord, I grew up loving oranges. My mother would always get oranges off the corner or off the block, God, and always have a refrigerator filled with oranges. And to get to the best part of the orange, you had to peel away, oh God, the outer extremity, because the outer extremity was bitter. It wasn't fruitful for our body. It wasn't nutritious for the body. But at the center, once we peeled away all the outer layer and all the outer extremities, Lord, then we got to the best part of the fruit, Lord. I don't want to be on the outer extremity, God, but I want to be at the center of your will. God, in the name of Jesus, I want to be in the center, God, of your anointing, God. I want to be the place, God, where you choose to dwell, God, and at the center, God, because that's the most important place to be, is in the center of your will, and for you to be the center and the focus and the foundation and the strength, oh God, and the will and the power that resides in our lives. Be the center, God, today. We need you to be the one, the way, the truth, the light in our lives, in the name of Jesus. And that means, God, we must make a difference. We must make a decision, excuse me, to choose you this day whom we're going to serve. Joshua said whether the gods were on the other side of the flood, whether we're going to serve, oh God, the gods of television, whether we're going to serve the gods of our friends, or whether we're going to serve the gods of this world. God, the gods of this world are foolish, Lord. They don't have any power. They don't have any authority. God, their ways are fruitless, and their ways are faithful. When we let you lead, when we surrender to you, when we say yes to your will and we say yes to your way, when we cast all of our cares upon you, God, thank you, Holy Ghost, you brought it back around to me. God, there's no weight to no sins that we need to hold on to. And it's amazing, God, how we pick up those things that burden us down. They have no fruitfulness. They have no power. They have nothing that can benefit us. They have no nutritional factors, God, in them. But we hold on to them, God. They don't bless us. They don't bring light into us. They don't sustain us. But what they do is they weigh us down and they drain us of our anointing, they drain us of our authority, they drain us of our will to live, they drain us, God, of our power, but we hold on to those things that have caused us to fall short, that have caused us to be slothful. But you said in your word that we can cast all of our cares to you. God, we obviously care about those weights, those things that have hindered us, those things that have beset us. We carry them around. We limp around, and we're not able to run. We're not able to be effective in ministry. We're not able to be effective in our calling, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are holding on to those things that are slowing us down, Lord. But this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, as I make you the center of my joy, and as I make you the center of it all, as I make you the most important thing in this life, God, I lift myself up, oh God, and I cast away, God, all those pains and all those heartaches and all that frustration and all that anger, all that discouragement, all that, God, doubt, Lord, I cast it all over to you, because you said you care for me, that I can take your yoke upon me, for your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. God, I can give them all over to you. And when I give those all over to you, God, then I'm strengthened. I'm free. And before I move, before I go, before I do anything, God, I lift up my hands in total submission to you. And God, I say yes to your will. That allows me, when I give them all over to you, when I cast all my cares over to you, God, I'm free to worship and adore you. I'm free to surrender to you, God. I'm free, God, and I'm willing to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way, God. Help us, Lord, today, oh God, to give it all over to you so that we can say yes to your will and we can say yes to your way, God, so that your will might be done in our lives, God. Though we may not have a desire to go through tribulation, though we may not have a desire to go through storms, but when we go through any fire, when we go through any issue, when we go through any tribulation, God, we're not going in our own power, and we're not going in our own might, but God, remind us, Lord, today that you promised that you would never leave us, that you would never forsake us, that you will be with us until the end. Because again, you begin it, God, and you are the ending, God. And so if we rely upon you, and if we put our trust in you, and if we put our hope in you, and we put our focus on you, God, and put you at the center, God, you take the wheel and you lead us to victory over everything that the enemy might try to throw our way. And I say might because sometimes he wants to throw stuff our way, and sometimes he don't, God. But everything he tries to throw our way, he has to get permission from you. So you know the way I should take because you already know what the devil is going to try to do. You know the way I should go because you already know what you have approved for the devil to do to us. Hallelujah. And everything that you do, God, you do good things, God. You do good things. So everything that comes our way, Paul said, all things will work together for my good. It will work out for my good. That's the good and the bad. It will work all together to give me victory. It will work all together to make me more than an overcomer. It will work all together to help me to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Those things, those tribulations, those trials, are only coming to make me stronger, to help me to rely upon you more, to help me to focus in on you more, to help me to, God, to look to you, God, look to the rock, oh God, put my trust in you. Things that come my way are just there to work together for my good. So help me to focus in on you, Lord, today. Help each and every one of us, Lord, because the devil is trying to throw snares and traps that are around here to beset us, to cause us to be hindered, to cause us to be ineffective, to cause us not to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives on a daily basis. This is a daily journey, a daily walk, a closer walk every day in this journey. I have a desire to walk closer with you. Every day in this journey, I have a desire, God, to grow stronger in you. Every day of this journey, I have that's my desire, God, and that's the desire I want for your people. That as we come together and as we take time to pray, as we come together, oh God, and we intercede on behalf of others, as we come, oh God, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, that we make you the center, God. If you're not the reason why we're here, everything that we're doing is in vain. If your presence is not here, everything that we do is in vain. But God, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, God, it has to be for a purpose. Oh God, we can't just come here to meet the protest. We can't just come here to meet to try to just do something without you being in the midst. But everything that we do, you have to be the center. You have to be the purpose. You have to be the reason. You have to be the foundation. You have to be the source, God. You have to be everything, God, that we need to focus on. So as we serve in our praise pantry, as we serve, well, our computer lounge is almost done. Our computer lab is almost done. As we serve Sunday morning, Wednesday night, Friday night, as we serve, it always has to be about you. You're the most important thing. And if it's about you, then we won't be distracted. We won't be overwhelmed. We won't be discouraged by some of the things that we see and some of the things that we hear and some of the things that come in and some of the things that go out, God. We won't allow ourselves to be distracted because you're the most important thing. Help us, Lord, today. For we have not always made you the center. We have not always put you first in our lives. We have not always made you the most highest priority, the most important person in it all. Forgive us, God, that we have not done that. Forgive us, Lord, today. Have mercy upon us, and thank you, God, for being merciful. Thank you, God, for being patient. Thank you, God. It took me messing up and butchering a song, God, to remind me, Lord, that you must be the center. We must offer unto you praise, God, from the depth of our heart, from the depth of our soul. We must give you the gratitude. We must give you the honor. We must give you the esteem. We must give you our most important focus, God, our heart, our desire, our thoughts, oh, God, our ways. We must give them all over to you because, God, you are the most important thing to us in the world. Help us, Lord, today. Get back on track. Get back in your wheel. Get back in line with you. Breakthrough is here, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we don't allow, oh God, scenes when we find ourselves off course or we find ourselves off track, God, that we continue to remain steadfast in that way, but that we'll turn from our wicked ways, God, that we'll hear from heaven and we'll humble ourselves before you, and that we'll remain steadfast in prayer, seeking your face, God, hiding ourselves in your word, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and your word is a light unto our pathway. It's your word that if we hide it in our heart, that will help us not to sin against thee, God. Help us, God, today to bring you back to the center of it all, in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't want to be off at any percentage, any degree. We want to be in line with you, in line with your will, in line with your way. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we say yes, yes to your will and yes to your way. Yes, we shall obey. Yes, we adore you. Yes, we magnify you. Yes, we glorify you, because you are a good God. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves, and you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy, God, today. You're worthy, God, in the morning, and God, you're worthy in the noonday, and God, you're worthy in the evening time, and God, you're worthy when the sun goes down. You're worthy, God, because you're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise. You're worthy because you breathe into me life this morning. You're worthy because you woke me up in my right mind this morning. You're worthy, God, because you've given me the use and activity of my limbs. You're worthy, God, because you are everything that I need and more. You are my rock. You are my strong tower. You are the winner in the middle of the wheel, God. You are my healer. You are my provider. You're worthy, God, just because of who you are. And we need you just to be who you are. We just need you to be God. And we say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Hallelujah. God, I say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. That's my pledge, God, for you this day. When the Spirit speaks to me, God, in my whole heart, I'll agree, and my answer will be yes. You're calling us to a yes, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, says God, you're the everything that we need and more. A yes, God, it cries out right now and says, God, come to more and have your way. We say yes deep down and within our heart, God. We're giving you a yes, God, yes to your will. Yes, I'll obey. Yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll say. Yes, I'll do. Yes, I'll be. Help us to say yes, Lord, today. Because when we say yes, God, we say that you are the center. You are the most important thing. You are the focus. God, our heart intent is to make you proud, make you smile, and bring glory to your name and glory and honor to you. God, we bless you today for another day that you have made. And another day that you've allowed us to see. Help us, God, today to go higher in you. Help us to walk in authority in you. Help us to move forward in you today. Help us, God, to receive, to go through breakthrough, God, in you today. I'm just so flattered, God, that you're willing to use us. Hallelujah, that you're merciful and kindness, God. Oh, God, it's everlasting. Hallelujah, that you are mindful of us, God, that you're willing to allow us to be here to fulfill purpose and a plan for your life. God, I'm so overwhelmed right now, God, because I just got an epiphany, God, that you spare my life as I continue to pray. And as you continue to remind me of the things that you've given us here at Praise Center, God, I'm so grateful, God, that you have ordered our footsteps for. Hallelujah. Because we have submitted to your will and we've submitted to your way. We've obeyed you. We've gone, Lord. And I look back over my life, God, how you shaped me and how you molded me and how you made me into the image and to the person I am today, that you needed me to fulfill purpose in my life and in the lives of others. And so, God, you have ordered my footsteps, God, and you have brought us from a mighty long way, God, and you've done it all well. Hallelujah. You brought me through every single obstacle, every single heartache, every single trial, every single tribulation, every single misstep. God, you have brought me through. And now I'm standing here as I pray, God. I'm speaking back these themes, these purposes, these plans that you have given us for this ministry, God. And you have brought us from a mighty long way. Oh, God, glory to your name, God. You told us to walk in authority. Don't be fearful. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh, God, to go forth and do what you call for us to do, start this ministry, plant this ministry, God, and that you would be our increase. And, God, from day one, you have been just that and more. And then you told us that you were going to send people in and that we just need to continue to move forward. Don't wait around. Don't sit around. Don't wait for the crowds to come. Don't wait. Oh, God, continue to do the things that I've told you to do. And, God, we've been working for you. We started the praise pantry, God. People had not been coming, Lord. We thought about closing in the doors, but God, you said not so. Let's continue to move forward. Don't be weary in well doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not, Lord. We did not faint, God, and now they're coming in to receive the harvest, receive the blessing that we have, that you have given us, Lord. God, I want to say thank you, Lord, because we're not just spinning wheels here, but we are about ministry, God. We're here about touching souls, Lord. We're here to empower believers and to change lives, God, and I'm thankful, God, because you use little old me. You allow me to serve you. You allow me to be a vessel for you. You allow me, oh God, to proclaim your good news. You've given me the vision, God, to share with the people. Thank you, God, for trusting me, God. Thank you for allowing me to serve. Though I'm not worthy, but I thank you, God, that I don't have to go in my own power. I don't have to go in my own might. But Holy Ghost, I go in the power of your anointing. I go in the power of your might. And I thank you, God, because there will never be a power outage with you. Thank you, Lord, that you will never fall short of your word or fall short of your glory. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of your word will not come to pass. Thank you, God, for being everything that we need and more. So I pray this day, I call on the name of Bishop Eddie Long's family. Oh, God, in that ministry, I believe it's greater new life, that you would touch them and encourage them, that you would strengthen them today. In the mighty name of Jesus, though Bishop Long is gone, remind the people who their focus should be on. And their focus should be on the rock of their salvation. Yes, the shepherd is gone, God, but you have a shepherd for the flock, Lord. Help them today to put their trust and their focus in on you. I call out the name of the Metcalfs again, that you will continue to encourage them. The loss of their loved one, their mother, God, their matriarch, God, last month, God, you are still the center. Remind them that you are the center of it all. And if they keep their hearts and their minds focused in on you, God, you will take them through each and every storm that may come their way, and that you will take them through this storm that they may be in right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for all those that lost loved ones in 2016 throughout the year. I lost my uncle. Wasn't very close to him, but that's my mother's brother. Thank you for his life, and I thank you for her witness. Pray that you encourage the people that, God, we're not here to last always. We're only here for a season. We're only here for a season, and we must be at work while it is yet day, that we may do what you have called for us to do while we have the strength, while we have the power, while we have the ability to do it, God. So I pray for those that have lost loved ones, but to remind those that are still yet remaining that, God, we have that you have a purpose and a plan for our lives and that you want to take the wheel of our lives. God, I pray for my bishop. I pray for all of those that are attending the leadership conference in Little Rock, Arkansas. Oh, God, what a wonderful message last night from Sam Rodriguez, Lord. I didn't get to listen to it all. And once I'm finished praying, God, I'm going to listen to the rest of the sermon. God, I thank you for the reminder, God, that the mantle, God, you have given us to do the work that you have called us to do. God, we're not here doing things that are laborious, God, but you've called us to a higher calling. God, I've served many years, served at many ministries, God. But, God, now the mantle is upon me, God. The mantle is upon me to lead these, your people, and lead those that you have called here to serve here at Praise Center. Remind us, oh, God, that it's not by our own power. We can't do it on our own. But, God, the words that you have spoken into us will come to pass if we allow you to take the lead. So bless my pastor today, my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray for our presiding bishop, Bishop Charles Edward Blake. I pray for all of the members of the general board. Pray you bless them and keep them and strengthen them. All those that are attending the leadership conference, God, that we will be about our Father's business. They had a strategic focus, God, and I found out yesterday on millennials during this conference, God. And I pray that you give us the tools, the equipment that we need, God, to be successful in everything that we do in this church, God, not just millennials, God, but Generation X and the baby boomers, God, and those that are before them and those that are coming after the millennials, God, that we'll be about our Father's business. If we put you at the focus, God, you have the solution. You have the answer. Oh, God, you are the answer to the world today. They're trying to come up with gimmicks and they're trying to come up with tricks and games, God, but if we stand upon the word of God and we profess that Jesus is Lord, you are still the answer, Lord, today. Help us to be steadfast and keep you as our answer. Preach about you. Don't preach about, God, the things of this world, but preach Jesus. Preach him crucified. That's what they keep telling me to do. Preach Jesus and Jesus crucified and Jesus rising from the grave. And we just preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We'll reach everyone. We live the life that you call for us to live. If we reflect you in our lives, God, we'll draw people in. If we tell people about the greatness of our God and the things that God is doing in our lives, we'll bring them in from the filth of sin. Help us, Lord, today to keep you as our focus. Help us to keep you as the head. And so, God, I pray for every single member of Praise Center. As I'm wearing thin now, I call on the name of Lady Olinda McCowan, that you will bless this great ministry, that, God, you have blessed me to shepherd and to lead. I don't take it for granted, God, that you called me. And I understand that you called me out of darkness into your marvelous light for a day and a time such as this. Thank you for the sure foundation that I stand upon, because I'm not standing upon my my foundation. I'm not standing upon my thoughts, because, God, I'm inadequate. I'm insufficient in my own power and my own might, God. When I just sung the song earlier this morning, God, I was insufficient in my own capabilities, God. Oh, God, but the song still transcends my ability to sing it, God, because you do things that are well, and you can take messes. You can take mess ups, God. You can turn things that should have been thrown to the trash heap, God, and you're able to turn it around to be something that is wonderful and something that's used for your glory. A butchered song turned into a prayer that's focused on you being the center of it all. If I had hit the song and hit every note perfectly and wonderfully, God, I more than likely wouldn't have focused in on you being the center. But since I crashed and burned, Lord, my heart's desire, my heart's focus was on giving you the glory and pressing past my embarrassment and pressing past things that have hurt me and pressing past those things that usually would have caused me to stop so that I can get to you, God. I thank you, God, because with every fire, with every crash, with every burn, with every death, God, you can spring up life. And that's called the rain. You allowed the rain to come. And it wasn't just the rain, but it was the latter rain. It was the former rain. It was the moderate rain. God, you allowed and you just brought that to my remembrance, God, because I talked about breaking through. Thank you for the breakthrough this morning. And I pray that you continue to break through on behalf of these, your people here at Praise Center. And I ask that you continue to do it on their behalf and those that are attached to them as well. Because you gave me, God, that the breakthrough is just not for us, but the breakthrough is for everyone that's in this ministry and everyone that's attached to someone in this ministry and everyone that's attached to them as well, God. Oh, God, that your blessings, God, would not just flow upon us, but that it will overflow and be a blessing to others. Oh, God, it also will be a blessing to others that are connected to the others, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I call on the name of Lady Olinda McCowan, breakthrough, savor, blessings, Lord, today. I speak it on her behalf and in our life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for a diamond star, breakthrough, God, favor, overflow, blessings, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it into our life right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Eric McCowan, God, breakthrough, overflow, favor, blessings, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it into his life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Crystal McCowan,
talent, Lord. Savor, breakthrough, overflow, God. Blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak them upon our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Aaron McCowan, Lord, favor, breakthrough, overflow, God, victory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it into his life right now, God. Oh, God, Miss Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Lord, favor, breakthrough, overflow, blessings, victory, God, healing, deliverance, God. I speak it on her behalf right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Missionary Myrna Howard, God, breakthrough, favor, overflow, focus, life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it on her behalf right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Missionary Lysandra Miller, God, breakthrough, favor, victory, God, peace, joy, healing, God, what she prayed for, God, answer, God. I speak it on her behalf right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Renix Graham, favor, breakthrough, life. A greater anointing, God, I speak it on behalf of his life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Deanne Graham, strength, breakthrough, favor, steadfastness. Oh, God, a greater commitment. God, I speak it over her life right now, victory. God, I pray for her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Connie Coulter, God, breakthrough, focus, strength, victory, healing, deliverance, joy, peace, God. I speak it into her life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it into this ministry. And I bless your name today. Thank you, God, for this time of prayer. I magnify you. I glorify you. I honor and adore you. Touch those that are connected with us. Paulette King, touch her now, God. Bless her. Thank you for her visitation. Thank you for her service. Pray that you touch her body, God. Strengthen her, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. I call on the name of Carl Christopher, Lisa Law, those that sow into our ministry. Larry Brown, those that sow into our ministry. Kenyatta Schamberger, those that sow into our ministry. Thank you for those vessels that you use to bless us, to help undergird us, to help us to be about our Father's business, continue to work for you. I pray that your will might be done in our lives. I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District. I pray for my brothers in the gospel in this area, Brian Jones, Samuel Metcalf, Herschel Chenault, my brother, oh God, Quentin Battle. I pray for their ministries. I pray for this day. Thank you, God. We put you at the center of our joy today. We put you at the center of it all today. Everything that we do, we want you to be the center, the focus, God, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. Take us through this day. Give us victory this day. Anoint Lady McCowan to teach under your anointing as she comes with another coffee break. I pray, oh God, that you would bless her, God, today and bless the people that tune in. I pray even for those, God, that come in later on tonight during our prayer, praise, and study. Oh God, you're doing a wonderful thing, God, and we are going to talk about hospitality tonight, oh God, with 2 John. I pray that you bless everyone that takes time to join us tonight, God, that you would bless them and keep them and strengthen them. Because you have a word for your people. Thank you, God. We pray your blessings on everyone that tuned in and took a time to sacrifice their sleep, took a break from work, whatever it may be. Bless them for their sacrifice. Thank you for the anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke. Thank you for the anointing. Oh, God, the anointing, God, puts flesh into subjection. Thank you, God. Because when I attempt to pray, God, I can't plan it out. I can't line it up. I can't go on the script like I do when I preach, God. But when I pray, I just give it all over to you. And I thank you for the words of my mouth this morning. I thank you, God, for the life that you have spoken into these, the hearers of this prayer. I pray that you anoint them. Oh, God, anoint them like never before today. Each and every person that is under the sound of my voice right now. And those that tune in later on, I pray that you would anoint them, God. Anoint them, oh God, as they listen to this prayer, God. Oh God, and remind them, God, that you should be the center of it all. Thank you, God, for a time such as this, for calling me out of darkness and calling me to be into your holy place, your holy presence. Thank you, God, for being everything that we need you to be and more. We love you, Lord, today, and we offer you our best fruit, our praise.
Thank you, God. We bless your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.